to the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 2 through 4. Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 actually through 4. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 8, 1 through 4. And before I begin to, actually I'm going to read first and then pray, and then we're going to be started. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man and said, "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately, he was cleansed of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them." You may be seated in the presence of Almighty God. Father, hide me behind the cross. Let it be none of me but all of you. Speak to these pieces of clay, and if I leave here singing, I got just what I wanted and more from the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the house of God today, the Lord is here. Amen. And the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. So I'm going to entitle this message, "He is Willing, Are You?" Amen. He is willing. Are you willing? Amen. Jesus, I'm going to break it down and I'm going to read it again. When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." This man began to worship for his healing. He humbled himself before the hand of Almighty God. He said, "I throw myself at the mercy of the court." And he said, "I'm asking to be redeemed from this leprosy." How many know today that sin is a spiritual form of leprosy? Amen? Literally, you know, when it said Jesus healed the lepers, we think, well, he healed somebody with spots. But if you go back, it said he healed the lepers. And you look at a leper, they had body parts missing. Body parts would fall off. So literally, arms grew out that wasn't there before. Legs grew out that wasn't there before. An ear grew out that wasn't there before. Literally, God put back on the person what the sickness took away. And if sin has caused you to make your, if sin has made you sick, God will heal you.
Yes.
Today, he said, "If there be any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, anointing him with oil." And he said, "If he's committed any sins, they'll be forgiven him. For the prayer of faith shall save," sozo, completely lacking nothing, "shall save the sick." Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you, Jesus said it's not the well that need a doctor, but it is the sick. Remember, Jesus said, "You'll say unto me," this proverb, "physician, heal thyself." Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes even ministers need healing innerly. Amen. Inwardly, amen, inner fountain. Sometimes the Lord's got to unclog the well. Sometimes the Lord's got to unclog the well and let the dam bust. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Out of our belly will flow rivers of living water. If something has made your prayer life stagnant, today be healed in the name of Jesus. Today God's going to heal somebody. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I tell you, it's so amazing. The Lord originally told me that he wanted me to speak about the great gamble. People are gambling with their life right now. They're gambling with their soul, the only soul they got. They're giving in exchange for it. And they're becoming spiritually sicker and sicker and sicker, and they are dying. And just like many of the older day, they're playing Russian roulette with their only soul.
Oh my God.
I didn't know I was going there, but God just told me to do it. Amen. Bless God. But look at this. It says, a man with leprosy came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. He had to have caught a revelation of who he was talking to before he could ever receive what he did. He had to have caught a revelation of, this man can do more for me than anybody else ever could. I'm tired of sitting in the valley of the leopards.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. But he said there was a great multitude that followed Jesus. When that leper came, I guarantee you everybody took off the other way, because they knew they couldn't be around a leper, because the leper was unclean. But notice he said Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man.
Yes.
Amen.
Then he said, I am willing, be thou whole. He touched him because he already saw him as clean. The high priest of heaven looked at him and said, I don't see spot or blemish. I don't see what you're saying you got anymore. I've looked the other way at it. I've looked, and he said, I'm cleaning you right now. He said, I've cast your sins as far as the east is to the west, and I remember them no more against you forever. There was a brother who made a book, you know, a long time ago, and it was about one puppet that was made, and these spots kept sticking to him until he realized that the spots that everybody kept putting on him didn't matter. And they just began to fall off. That's what we need to realize. Jesus sees us as clean. The maker of that creation picked him up throughout the spots. Picked him up and said, through your trouble, I'm going to give you a blessing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But it said a man with leprosy, he had an unclean body. And he came and knelt before him. He worshiped the Lord and he said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. I can't be clean by myself. He said in the Song of Solomon, one of the songs David wrote, said, purge me with hyssop, cleanse me, and I shall be clean. Yes. David said, God, if you don't do it, it won't get done. I need to be clean. I've got an issue within my tissue, and you've got to help me, or I'm not getting out of this situation. Today, if you're listening by Facebook or YouTube, maybe you found yourself in an impossible situation where you need God to pull you out. Let me tell you, my God is willing, but are you willing? Amen. I'll get to that in a minute, but amen. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said. Be clean. Immediately he was cleansed of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, see that you don't tell anybody. Because it was not yet time for him to be revealed as a Messiah. He said, make sure you tell no one about this, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Now, actually, the Bible shows us later on, right before Jesus went to the cross to cleanse all of us of our spiritual leprosy, Matthew 26 and 6 says that Jesus was in the house of Simon the leper. So we know the name of the leper that Jesus cleansed was Simon. Actually, do you know the name Simon means loose liquid? He was a man loose. He was loose. He probably was doing things behind the curtain. And the Bible shows us that he was a man in great authority. Simon the leper was a man who had great authority, and he worked with the synagogue. So when they saw him back, can you imagine, Pastor, the look on their face when they saw the man that they condemned and called unclean walk back through the door and spot or blemish on him. That's the same way God's going to do with us. He's going to cleanse us up. And the very people that said they ain't worthy, they're condemned. They're sent to die in the leper's camp. They're going to watch you walk back through the door. And the very ones that said they never make it are going to be amazed at what they see that God has done. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But let's examine for a moment the miracle, the gift that Jesus commanded that this man give the other priest. And I'm going to show you some amazing and interesting facts. Amen? Thank God for the facts. Amen? Leviticus 14 and 1. If you got your Bibles, turn there now. Leviticus 14 and 1. The Lord said, let me know when y'all got it, and then I'll keep going. You got it, say amen. Leviticus 14 and 1. The Lord said to Moses, these are the regulations. Who said it to Moses? The Lord. The Lord said to Moses, these are the regulations for any diseased person at the time of their ceremonial cleansing. Did you just hear that? Ceremonial cleansing. What the Lord did for this brother, Simon the leper, the Lord actually did a ceremonial cleansing right in front of him. And the ceremonial cleansing I'm getting ready to teach you about is actually the same process, a type and shadow of our redemption. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. When they are brought to the priest is to go outside the camp. Jesus is our high priest, Hebrews 4:14. Amen? Might be 19. He was brought outside of the camp. Where was he when he was judged by the high priest? He was outside of the temple in the camp of the lepers. He was outside of the temple being judged by the high priest. Amen. Outside the camp and examine them if they have been healed of their defiling skin disease, the priest shall order that two live clean birds, and that would actually be doves in that day, and some cedar wood and scarlet yarn and hyssop be brought for the person to be cleansed. Now, it's amazing we know that when Jesus was on the cross, the wood, then hyssop was put to his lips, Matthew 27:28. They put hyssop upon the lips of Jesus. What am I saying? Everything that was done in the Old Testament was a type and shadow of the Messiah. Amen? The Old Testament is Christ concealed. The New Testament is Christ revealed. Amen? Amen. They were to be brought to the priest. We know that this man came to Jesus. Amen. Outside the camp and examine them if they've been healed of their defiled skin disease. The priest shall order that two live clean birds and some cedar wood and a scarlet yarn of hyssop be brought for the person to be cleansed. Now, not only was the hyssop there, but we need to understand the reason for the scarlet. The scarlet thread represents our covenant with Christ. Amen? Now check this out. He said in Jeremiah, he said, though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. Amen? He said, though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. Do you know this? That in the time before Jesus came, that the priest would hang a red ribbon over the temple door. And if the sins of the people were forgiven them for that moment, if the sins of the people were forgiven, hallelujah. If the sins of the people were forgiven them at that very moment when the sacrifice was given, the red scarlet rope, the cord, would turn white supernaturally. And when Jesus died on the cross and said, "It is finished," according to Jewish rabbinical teachings and studies, you find out the moment that before that happened, for over 400 years, that red thread stayed red. But the moment that Jesus died in Calvary, the spotless Lamb of God, that red thread became white again after 400 years of not being forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. He gave the ultimate sacrifice. Amen. The Bible says, Hebrews 9:13, he entered heaven not through the blood of goats and doves. Doves to be cleansed of leprosy. He entered heaven not through the blood of goats and doves, but he entered heaven through his own blood. And he presented them blameless before the altar. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
But see, the blood, you know, of the doves and the goats, it was a symbolic nature. It was a symbolic gesture of who Jesus was and what he would do for us. When I say that, you know, really, they would have two goats. One they would kill in the temple, one they'd kill outside the temple. Help me, Jesus. They would actually take the ram and push him off the cliff. One ram would be killed in the temple. One ram would be killed outside the temple. But now see what they would do. They would lay hands on the ram before they would send it out to be killed in the wilderness. They'd leave it out. They laid hands on it. And when they would lay hands on the ram, they would symbolically put their sins upon the lamb, the ram. But check this out. Wait a minute. Did you know when they arrested Christ and put him up to be killed, they all laid their hands upon him? The members of the Sanhedrin laid their hands upon the Messiah. They laid their sin upon Jesus. So when he died for all unrighteousness. But he bore the sin of the Sanhedrin upon himself. Pilate made a foolish mistake when he washed his hands of the blood of Jesus. He said, "I'll wash my hands of this matter and this man." He washed his hands, washing himself free from the very blood that would have freed him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. How many today trample the blood underfoot? How many today keep watching this, wanting to be free from the one who wants to free them? They, in foolishness, think they want to be free. What it is, they don't want to submit to the authority and the lordship of Jesus Christ, because to submit to him means you have to believe him. Amen? Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Preach.
Amen. The yarn, the hyssop. We know that they put hyssop to the lips of Jesus. We know also, according to the book of John, that a scarlet robe was put upon the body of Jesus. There's the scarlet, there's the wood, and there, my friends, is the blood. The hyssop, the wood, and the scarlet. We know that there was a scarlet robe put upon Jesus. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. Amen?
Yes, yes.
But I want you to understand a little bit more about the Jewish faith that a lot of people don't understand. People say, "Well, the Old Testament's done away." No, it ain't. It's not. Well, let me say this. When he said it was finished, what was finished was he completed the law. He fulfilled the law. He had redeemed us from the curse of the law. What was the curse of the law? Man's inability to keep it. And when he died, he said, it is finished. Amen. Remember when Rahab, the great-great-great-grandmother of Jesus, the Bible said that when she left the building, when they left, they said, hang a scarlet symbol in the door. Hang a scarlet thread in the door. Why? Because it was a sign that they was in covenant. There was a scarlet thread tied around the ankle of one of the two sons. Amen. They came out first. There's a scarlet thread that's representing the covenant. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But see, it says, then the priest shall order that one of the birds be killed over fresh water in a clay pot. He is then taken to the live bird and dip it together with the cedar wood, the scarlet yarn, and the hyssop into the blood of the bird that was killed over the fresh water. Now, wait a minute. Oh, I'm getting excited. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus said, out of our belly will flow rivers of living water. Clay vessels. We are clay vessels. Amen. He wanted to keep us clean. So what did he do? He in his own self, that clay vessel, went to the cross and redeemed us, because out of that clay vessel flowed blood and water. Do you get what I'm saying? It said that there had to be blood and water for the leper to be cleaned. Out of his side flowed blood and water. Amen? So you see what I'm saying? Everything that happened with this Mosaical law, this covenant of contract that this person was forgiven, it was a type and shadow of what Jesus would do for us for our spiritual leprosy. Amen? I hope people are getting blessed by that. Amen. But then it says something interesting. Seven times, shall he, the bird that was killed, over the fresh water, seven times he shall sprinkle the one to be cleansed over the defiling disease, and then pronounce him clean. After that, he is to release the live bird in the open field. Amen. Amen. The person to be cleansed must wash their clothes, shave off their hair, and bathe with water. Then they will be ceremonially clean. After that, they may come into the camp. Amen. But it must stay outside the tent for 7 days. What am I talking about? Ecclesiastes 5:26. How are we renewed? By the washing of the water of the Word of God. Amen. It was symbolic of what Jesus would do. So the Lord told me, he said, I want you to touch on the ceremonial cleansing that leper had to go through. Jesus, the high priest, done declared him clean, but the other priests had to see for themselves. See, he could have went on at his way, but that would have not been kosher. It would not have been fulfillment of the law. That's why Jesus said, go show yourself. Amen. He done showed himself to the high priest. The high priest said, you're clean, but now go and do what I've commanded that Moses tell them to do. He said, go and keep the law. He didn't say, don't keep the law because I've come to free you from it. No, he said, keep the law, because he had not yet gone to Golgotha. He had not yet gone to the place of the skull. But what am I saying? He said, I am willing. Be thou made whole. See, there is sometimes a process for healing. They had to go through a process to be cleansed. Amen. But thank God Jesus already went through that cleansing process. The cedar, the blood, the water, everything that it took to cleanse us, he took upon himself at Calvary to get us clean. Amen. That's what I'm trying to bring out to the point. I didn't know I was going to go this deep, but I'm so glad the Lord had me go this deep today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But he said, I am willing, be thou clean. Amen. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him. He said, but check this out. John 5:6. Jesus came to a man at a pool. And this actually today would be our local hospital, because people that were sick kept getting in the pool and getting well. But this man kept complaining because he had no one to put him in the pool. And he said, well, Lord, this is my issue. This is my trouble. This is my problem. And Jesus said, wait a minute. Do you want to be healed? John 5:6. Do you want to be healed? Do you ever want to get better? And the man kept complaining. And Jesus said, get up. Take up your bed and walk. He said to the man at the pool, get up. He said, you don't need a man to touch you. Like Catherine Kuhlman said, people say, she'd always say, it's not my touch. It's the touch of the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost touches you, you don't need no one else to touch you. He can heal you right where you sit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's how he gets his glory. Amen. I remember a couple of weeks back, about 4 or 5 weeks back, our sister right here, Sister Kathy, got healed. I remember what happened. The other sister that was sitting here said, well, while you were praying for her, Jesus healed me. I remember that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because faith touches faith. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Faith touches faith. You know, the Bible said when that one man was being brought down from the rooftop, it said, Jesus saw the faith of his friends. Didn't see his faith. He saw the friend's faith. And said, young man, your sins are forgiven. Son, your sins are forgiven you. Rise, take up your bed and walk. But you know, I love it. This is what I want you to understand. He said, your sins are forgiven you. Rise, take up your bed and walk. Meaning there's a lot of people that want to sit and wallow in their sin. God forgave them and they're like, well, I'm so guilty. You were guilty. But because you went to the high priest and he washed you by the water of the word, you are free from the guilt and the shame of your sin that you was in before the high priest found you. Because one thing you need to know, he won't leave you in the sin you were in. Amen? He won't leave you like he found you. Shalabokosi. He won't leave you like he found you in the wilderness to die. He will free you from the burden of your sin. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, the Bible said, Psalms 107:20-22, he said, he sent his word and healed their disease. It said he healed their disease. Wait a minute. He healed their disease. But when he's talking about his word, remember, he said, my word will not return back to me void, but it will go forth and do what I've commanded it to do. When he said his word, what does it mean? In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Bible said he went about the streets healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil. Jesus is the Word of God made manifest. He is made manifest in the flesh. He said, I am the manna. come down from heaven. Just like my brother said over here earlier, when they walked out of Egypt, there was not a sick or feeble one among them. Why is a lot of people spiritually sick, physically sick? Because of one reason, they're bound up by an Egyptian spirit. They don't want to walk out of Egypt. They want to keep going back to pharmakia. Pharmakia is the spirit word for witchcraft. It's the word for witchcraft. It's also where we get the word pharmacy from. We trust in doctors, it seems, more than the ultimate healer. I'm not saying don't go to a doctor. But what I'm saying is, let the doctor find out what's wrong with you. Don't you hear it? This is what the Lord told me. He said, tell my people who insist on going to doctors, this is what I've required of them to do. And ever since he told me that, I've been telling people about it. They think I'm crazy, but that's between them and God. Thank you, Jesus. But the Lord told me, he said, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Now, if faith comes by hearing, so can fear. Amen. Fear and doubt will bring you out of this world. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. So the Lord told me, he said, tell my people who go to doctors that I said to do this. If they truly want to be better and they truly want to be healed, then have them go to the doctor, have them find out what's wrong, but have the doctor write it on a piece of paper, close the paper up, don't look at it, and go to your nearest God-filled, Bible-believing, Holy Ghost-speaking, devil-stomping church and get the men and women of God to lay their hands on you, because he said, by his stripes, we are healed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Not by no pill-popping white coats. No, no, no. We are healed. You know, I tell you something. They said the red coats are coming, the red coats are coming. But I tell you something. Watch out in these last days. The white coats are coming, the white coats are coming. They want to dope you up to the point they dope you out. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God is willing to heal. Amen. He said, are you willing to be healed? So the Lord told me to preach on healing today. My brother over there done preached my sermon first. Because I was already going to preach a different sermon. The Lord said, you're not to preach that message today. I'm like, okay, Lord. I get here, he preaches that message. And then my other brother stands up and preaches today's message. I'm like, well, Lord, I'm out. I ain't got nothing to give. And the Lord said, I'm going to give you something to give. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He said, behold, I don't come to you, Paul said, with enticing words of man, but with demonstration and power in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, for those who was going to know about the surprise earlier, I done said on Facebook I was going to have a surprise, but that surprise is I didn't get to do the surprise today. But my brother and the Lord was supposed to come here today and do music with me, to do the worship service with me, but he unfortunately did not get to make it. Him and his lovely wife didn't get to make it. But the reason is they had a sickness in the family. And I said I was going to pray a special prayer for the young man, Brother Knighton, watching. I declare healing in the name of Jesus. By his stripes, you are healed. I command that infection and that virus to be removed from your body in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for a creative miracle. But healing him, Lord. I rebuke the fever, command the fever to leave, command the nausea and the vomiting to stop in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. But hallelujah. So next week, I believe in that we'll be able to come in and do the worship service. Praise the Lord. Bless the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But if you're sick in your body, or you're lost or backslid, if you're lost or backslid, and you're watching by Facebook Live, or if you're in this place and you're lost or backslid, you know that there's some things you need to get right with God. You need to be delivered from some things. I would encourage you to come forward. Let the church pray for you. He said the prayer of faith will save the sick. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're watching by Facebook Live, pray this prayer. Jesus, I repent of my sins. I come to you a sinner. I believe you died on the cross, that God the Father raised you from the dead. Fill me with the Spirit of God that I might make heaven my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. What can I pray for you, sister? Okay. You got demons, are you saying? It's tormenting you? Amen. The spirit of pharmakia. Okay, I get you. All right, this woman of God says that she needs deliverance from the spirit of pharmakia. So we have the women of God stand around as well and pray. They can stand. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Right now, she says she wants to be delivered from the hands of the devil. She's rededicated her life to Jesus. Now she wants to be free from the enemy slipping back in. So, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, right now, I just take authority. Let me have oil right now. Somebody gets it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you, Holy Ghost. I love you, Jesus. He said, by his stripes we are healed. And that includes mental trouble as well. Those who have been under mental attack. Father, in the name of Jesus, I already see it manifesting. I command it in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that spirit, those bondages of hell. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over them. I command them to loose her and let her go free. Come out, I charge you by Christ. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you, devil. Come out of her in Jesus' name. I command that thing to vomit her out. Let her go in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. In the name of Jesus, everything that be not like God be stirred up and stirred out. Throw it out in Jesus' name, God. Burn it out of her, God. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Lord, you love her. Thank you for delivering her, God. By your stripes, I rebuke this infirmed spirit. In Jesus' name, cursed be that tormenting devil. I break its power off of her mind, all of her life, all of her soul. I command it to loose her and let her go free in the name of Jesus. Those spirits of thoughts of doubt that make her wonder if God even cares, he sure does care. He is still God. He is your God. I rebuke the devil. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Loose her, loose her, loose her, loose her. Let her go free, I charge you by Christ. That tormenting spirit, I bind and break its power. In Jesus' name, bless her, God. Let there be peace and let there be healing in the name of Jesus. Peace be still. He said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world does, but as I do. Father, I thank you for your peace. Thank you that that thing's coming out right now. I rebuke it. I curse it at the root. That thing has held her even through generations. I rebuke every generational curse. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out. In the name of Jesus, hold your peace, I charge thee. And come out in the name of Jesus. There it is. There it is. Glory to God. There it comes. There it comes. Give her back her peace. Give her back her joy, for as a thief be caught, he's got to give it back sevenfold. In Jesus' name, there it is, there it is. It's coming out. Right now, it's coming out, it's coming out. There it is, it's coming up, it's coming out. Don't worry, it's coming out. It's coming out, coming out, coming out. Come on, in Jesus' name. Get it up, in Jesus' name. It don't belong to you. It don't belong to you. It belongs back to the pit of hell. It don't belong to you. It belongs. Come on, thank you, Jesus. Cast all your cares on him, but he cares for you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, break that bondage, break that yoke in Jesus' name. She will live and not die to the work of the Lord. Fire!
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Make it happen, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, do it now, do it now, do it now, do it now. I charge this devil. Go in Jesus' name. There he goes. Oh, hallelujah. There he goes. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anybody else need prayer? Praise the Lord. Mom, I rebuke the spirit of infirmity in you. I command healing for your back right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, every infirm spirit, come out,
glory
in Jesus,
glory.
By the stripes of Jesus,
glory.
I command healing in Jesus. Hallelujah, Holy
Father.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Your heart. Yes, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke this heart condition. It troubles him so much.
Yes.
Father, I even rebuke the stroke that he had recently. I command this stroke,
yes,
that spirit of the stroke that makes his body not like the world like it used to.
Yes.
Go,
Lord.
In Jesus' name. Go from him, Lord. Go from him, you devil of infirmity, in Jesus' name. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, my brother is healed. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. My brother is healed by the stripes of Jesus. I rebuke the spirit of death.
Yes.
And I command life to
die
in Jesus. He will live and not die in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Glory to God. Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory to
God.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
We are afraid of God.
Yes.
You.
Yes. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for touching Sister Debbie. Somebody stand behind her. Listen, Jesus already doing it. I ain't got to touch you. Praise the Lord.
That was fear.
Glory.
That was fear of the
glory. Glory.
They saw Jesus.
Burn it out.
They believe.
Lord, thank you for strengthening her body. Jesus.
Yes, God.
I thank you, Lord. All weakness is leaving. Full strength is coming back into her.
We have.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
The demon is afraid of you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Listen. She will live and not die in Jesus' name. She's still got a long work to go. In the name of Jesus.
How would it do
that? Lord, I thank you. I thank you for longer life.
Be afraid of Jesus.
Longer life, and she will live to see all the things that God has promised her. I rebuke the swelling in that stomach. I command the swelling to be gone in the name of Jesus. Every bacterial buildup be gone in the name of Jesus. Cut it out of her, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, by your stripes, she is healed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you,
Lord. You're getting your deliverance right now, Sister Kathy. You're being free. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Herman, I hear the Lord say unto you, for I am extending your life, saith the Lord.
Yes.
You shall live and not die.
Yes.
To live and see all that I've declared and designed for you, saith the Lord. For the Lord says, your time is not getting shorter, it's getting longer, saith the Lord. Because you have studied my word and you know my word. Thus saith the Spirit of the living God, I have extended your years to teach my word even to greater depths. For my deep is calling unto your deep, saith the Lord. Deeper revelation, deeper knowledge is coming. You will even be awakened from dreams in the midnight hour with words from the Father that he has for you to give his body. And as you give those words, people will be healed, people will be delivered, and people will be saved, so, because of the obedience of your heart, saith the Lord. I'm exalting you because you've been humble, and in you I am well pleased, saith the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Pastor, I got to tell you, I love you, and I hear the Lord say to tell you, greater is the reward that you've not even begun to see. Greater, for white is the field, ready for the harvest. And the Lord said, because of your faithfulness to stay at the potter's wheel, the Lord said, surely I have designed this vessel for my glory. It will be a vessel of honor. And when you go to be with the Lord one day, they will say, surely a prophet has walked among us. For you are the prophet for this hour, the mouthpiece of the Master, to do what the Lord has called you to do. And great shall be your reward. Though great has been persecution, greater shall be your reward for the persecution you've received for His name's sake. The Lord said, greater shall be the reward for your faithfulness to the kingdom, and your work is yet to begin. You ain't seen nothing yet of the work that's coming. There is a greater building. There is a greater foundation in the Lord that He's bringing you to. And you will bring the people. I see you as Moses on the mountain, leading people by the rod of God, by the word of God. And as you speak that word, miracles, signs, and wonders are going to happen. Demons are going to come out of people just by your shadow. When I hear the Lord say, just like I used Peter's shadow, I shall use your shadow. And your shadow will I use to be a light in this dark world. The Lord will make you a light in the darkness. For you are truly a city set upon a hill. What do you see when the light hits a city in darkness? You see a shadow cast. Your shadow, the Father's glory will be seen upon your shadow. The glory of the Lord, there will be two shadows. Your shadow and the shadow of the Almighty shall be upon you, saith the Spirit of the living God, in Jesus' name.
Praise your name, Lord.
For the Lord said, the reason why the burden's been so heavy for great is the crown that you will cast at His feet. That's why it's been heavy, because the crown's a heavy crown to bear that God's bringing you into. For you will rule and reign with Him, because you've suffered with Him. And because you've been willing to suffer, you shall reign in the places that God has showed you, even in the midnight hour, saith the Spirit of the living God. Ooh, somebody give God praise in this place today. You need any prayer? Okay, good, okay. Amen. You need any prayer, Brother Mark? Okay, your sister, I'll push your sister. She wants me to pray for you. And I pray right now that the Lord minister to your heart, that He give you peace in your heart, that He touch you, that an awakening will come to your spirit, the revelation of who God is will come greatly upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. I hear Sister Linda, the Lord say, so many times it seems like people have overlooked you. But I hear the Lord say, I've never overlooked you, daughter. I, the Lord your God, say this day, surely you walk with me. And because you walk with me, I will be seen with you, saith the Spirit of the living God. Amen. For you found favor in my sight. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And with that being said, I turn it back over to the pastor.
Amen. Come on, somebody give God some praise. He's good. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the men of God. Thank God for the word. Amen. 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 The word of God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Awesome. Awesome. Amen. Hallelujah. God is doing something wonderful. Amen. Not because you don't see doesn't mean that God is not working. Come on. He's still working. Amen. God is working on your behalf. Amen. It's not by accident you're here today. Amen. You've been brought here by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. And we thank God. Amen. For moving in this place and in a fountain ministry. Glory to God on this day. Amen. Gotta get excited. Somebody say, get excited.
Get excited.
Amen. 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 This is a move of God. Amen. The songwriter says, amen. We need an overflow. Amen. Who need an overflow? Amen. Amen. God gonna give us an overflow. Fill up us, God. Fill me up. Let there be an overflow. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Some of us should have been dead, but we're still here. Amen. God kept you for such a time like this. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for you on this day. Amen. Thank God for Minister Marco. Amen. Will you come, brother? Amen. And close us out. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank God for what God is doing in your life. Thank God for saving your family and moving in the midst of your children. Amen. There's a shield. There's a shield. Amen. God is protecting your family with a shield. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Your son should have not been here, but God has protected him and guided him. Who knows that God is a shield? God is a shield, and we thank God for his protection. Amen. Glory to God. We see God's hand move all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Debbie is an example. Amen. For God. Amen. God has healed her body and God has touched her. She's here worshiping God with us on this morning. Amen. The devil meant for evil. God turned it around for her good. Amen. We thank God for Sister Kathy here. But the devil want to take her out, but she's still here. Come on, church. I said she's still here. Oh, God, that you brought someone with her. Come on, church. Come see the God I serve. Come see the God that set me free. Come and see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. People don't believe in woman preachers, but I do. It's not about the woman, it's what inside the woman. Come on, church. In the woman preaching, the Holy Ghost that preach. Amen. I believe that the woman at the well said, come see a man that know all things. Come see a man. I've got to tell me all that I ever did. So I thank God for people that love God. I want to see the hands of God moving. Amen. Come on, church. Who believe that? Amen. And I'm excited, amen. I'm excited. What God has promised in the Fountain Ministry, it will come to pass. And you keep praying for your pastor, keep praying for us, amen. We will get that building, amen. This ministry will grow. We will see God move, amen. I believe in God that this is not it. There's much greater things coming. Oh, anybody want to believe God with me? There's greater things coming. Hey, the power is coming. Oh, hallelujah. Greater anointing is coming. Who believe God with me? Hey, who believe God with me? Hey, that we're going to see the hands of God, hallelujah, rain upon our life. Oh, who believe God with me? Oh, that our finance is getting better. Oh, debt will be paid off, hallelujah. We have to worry about paying bills. God going to supply all of our needs. Anybody believe God? I say, if anybody believe God, yeah. Hallelujah, that my house gonna be paid off, my credit card gonna be paid off, hallelujah. I ain't gonna sit around worry about how I'm gonna pay this bill. God gonna pay it, hallelujah. He gonna send somebody. Are you hearing me? Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Do you really think that God wants us to wake up in the morning worried about bills when we can worship him? Come on, church. He's moving stuff out the way, y'all. Come on now. All the issues going to be solved. Are you hearing me? What kind of God you serve? Ain't God good all the time? Is he good sometimes? Are you good all the time? I believe he's good all the time. Your ministry will go forth. Are you hearing me? Come on, church.
Yes, amen.
Listen, I don't believe that God will give you the desire of your heart.
Amen.
Just put him first. Put him first. Put God first. Don't put money first. Don't put people first. Put him first. And I said, things start to work out.
Yes.
Seek ye first the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom. Amen. A lot of times things happen in our life and we wonder why this happened. But you know, God allowed things to happen just to draw you closer to him. Come on. Yeah. He allowed that heartache to come your way to pull you closer to him. Because he loves you. Amen. Amen. Do we love him? Do we love God? Amen. Since this ministry has opened up, I've seen people here and you kept coming. And my wife and I are thankful for you, for your support and your giving into this ministry. I thank God for you. And look around and see who's not here, but let's pray for them. Let God bring them back into this house. You know, one thing I recognize, this ministry is not fake. We don't believe in fake praise and fake worship. This is real stuff. There's nothing fake about this. And if it's fake, I don't want nothing to do with it. Amen. Glory to God. If you're fake, I don't want nothing to do with you. And you will not be in this pulpit if you're fake. Amen. I want realness here. God wants you to be real with him. Amen. When you're real with God, he will be real with you. Amen. That's what he's looking for. Do you love him? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my word. Do you love him? Amen. Amen. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. And thank God for you. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Man of God.
I get on 70 feet. Father, we just come to you right now with thanksgiving in our heart, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything that you have done, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the miracles that are taking place, Father God. Yes. God, we thank you, Lord, because you are greatly to be praised, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for our tithes and our offering right now,
yes.
Father God. We ask you, Lord, that you bless them, Father God.
Yes.
Bless them 100-fold, Lord God. Let them be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom, Heavenly
yes.
Father.
Yes.
And God, we know it's been told that when we give our money, Father God, that money coming back sometimes is true. But Father God, we just ask you, Lord, for more of you, Lord God.
Yes,
more of the Holy
yes.
Spirit, Heavenly
yes,
Father.
Yes.
For that's what your people need, Lord. They need more of you, Lord. For everything else is on this world, Lord, it's going to vanish away, Father God.
Yes.
But Father God, we need more of you, Heavenly Father. And God, let us have an encounter with you on this week, Heavenly Father,
yes.
like never before, Father God. God, we just ask you right now for a supernatural miracle in our life on this week, Father God. God, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for what you're getting ready to do in our lives, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the turnaround, Father God. God, we thank you, Lord, for that you're creating us to be a new creature in you, Heavenly Father. And God, we just ask you right now, Lord, to just have your way in our life. And God, we give you the praise and the glory, Lord, and as we leave this church family, God, but never your presence. God, we ask you, Lord, that you keep each and every one of us on the dangerous highway, Lord God. Let us return back to our stay places safely, Father God. And God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Certainly, thank God for your giving. Thank God for your attendance. Shake somebody by the hand and say it was good to be in the house of God. Amen.